I'm ready. So our next item
Recording in
is
progress.
Chapter 428, Stewardship Program for Packaging, Consideration for Adoption. We have staff here to give us a presentation. We will then have board questions, a discussion with the board on how they wish to move forward, and then opportunity for additional comment related to comments received during the formal rulemaking period or in responses to changes in the proposed rule. And I'll once again remind people this is not a public hearing. We will not be introducing new information. So, welcome again. We've had these fine folks with us several times during this process.
Thank you. You need to pay attention, make sure to wave. Good morning, Chair Lessard and members of the Board of Environmental Protection. I am Brian Bineski, Supervisor of Recycling Programs in the Department's Division of Materials Management. I am joined by Elena Bertacci and Jessica Nadeau. The department requests the board's adoption of Chapter 428. The board held a meeting on January 18th, during which it voted to post the proposed draft rule for public comment. Public notice of this rulemaking was initially published on February 5th on the department's website and in the Secretary of State's rulemaking notices on February 14th to comply with the Maine Administrative Procedure Act notice requirements. During the public hearing held on March 7th, the board heard testimony from the regulated community, interested parties, and the public. The public comment period closed on March 18th. The department received and reviewed comments from 118 interested persons and parties. The board then held two deliberative sessions, one on May 16th and another on June 20th. In response to public comments and directions from the board, the department made substantive changes to the proposed draft rule, which required reposting. The reposted draft rule was published on July 10th for a 45-day public comment period that closed on August 26th. The department received and reviewed 47 comments and adjusted the reposted draft rule, resulting in the rule for adoption. The rule for adoption will allow the department to implement, administer, and enforce the Stewardship Program for Packaging Law 38 MRS Section 2146, with the goals of reducing the burden to municipalities of managing packaging material and improving the design and management of packaging material. It addresses all rulemaking topics specified in 38 MRS Section 2146-13A, and additional topics necessary for the department to implement the Stewardship Program for Packaging. The rule for adoption characterizes packaging material, provides a method for determining municipal reimbursement and producer fees, provides a method and criteria for investing in infrastructure and education, details alternative collection programs, and provides mechanisms for ongoing assessment and updates to the program. Notable additions that are not required by the statute include a definition of consumer, clarifying adjustments to the definition of producer, a process for identification and funding of major investment needs, and a cap on the packaging stewardship fund. The department acknowledges that during legislative discussion, of LD 1541, an act to support and improve municipal recycling programs and save taxpayer money. Representative Ralph Tucker proposed an amendment that was adopted by the Maine House of Representatives on June 16, 2021, and the Maine Senate on July 2, 2021, which included the following changes. In LD 1541, disposal was replaced with other management, so that 38 MRS section 2146-9B reads, B, annually report to the stewardship organization on a form provided and approved by the department all information necessary for the stewardship organization to determine the municipality's incurred costs associated with its collection, processing, transportation and recycling or other management of recyclable material and of municipal solid waste. In LD-1541, the phrase "and the costs associated with the disposal of packaging material that is not readily recyclable" was removed so that 38 MRS section 2146-10 reads, "For the purpose of this subsection, the cost to a municipality of managing packaging material may include, but is not limited to, the cost associated with the collection, transportation and processing of packaging material, whether readily recyclable or not readily recyclable." The summary of the amendment had the following statement: "The amendment removes language requiring reimbursement to participating municipalities for costs incurred in the disposal of packaging material that is not readily recyclable." In the initial proposed draft rule, Section 13, defining municipal reimbursement, participating municipality was to be reimbursed for the tons of packaging material that are not readily recyclable and sent for alternative management. In the reposted draft rule, in response to public comment and direction from the board, Section 13, defining municipal reimbursement, was amended to provide a participating municipality reimbursement for its per capita share of packaging material that is not readily recyclable, even if a municipality disposes of its trash at a landfill, if the landfill is closer than the nearest option for alternative management. However, as a result of a review of the legislative history, Section 13D has been removed, and the rule for adoption does not provide reimbursement to a participating municipality for managing packaging material that is not readily recyclable and is not recycled. The department does not recommend reposting as a result of this removal because the department received a significant number of comments addressing this matter from both sides. In addition to the removal of Section 13D, minor clarifying changes made since the repost are incorporated in the rule the department requests the board adopt. These changes are: a definition for intentionally added toxic was added. The definition of product was clarified. Language was adjusted to more clearly describe situations where more than one material is routinely separated and targeted for recycling. The phrase "of compliance" was removed from certificates of compliance. The language describing the $2,000 per ton limit with respect to investments was clarified. Exemptions from the post-consumer recycled material incentive fee were renamed waivers, and minor formatting changes were made. I will also note that in the electronic version provided, internal department comments to the document were available to those who viewed the document electronically. These comments should not be included in the final rule. Thank you. We welcome the board to ask us any questions you have.
That a surprise?
It's just so funny to think of that. Okay, thank you very much for that summary. Board questions of staff.
Can't believe that there are zero.
Mr. Deshane.
Just one. I'm curious, maybe you can't answer it, but I'm surprised this is minor really technical. Except the part that might involve exemptions or whatever. Is that still, is that true? It is. So
Correct.
this is unlike the previous thing we just dealt with, this is not going back to the legislature. Just want to clarify.
As we've gone through this process, and it has been a process, certainly there's a lot commentary and a lot of questions that, and one in particular, which kind of still feels somewhat unanswered to me, relates to why there isn't more consistency across jurisdictions in these rules. Other states have, and there aren't very many, because Maine is sort of with the leading group, but there's some elements that have been identified that are being treated differently here than they are in other jurisdictions. And I'm wondering how that impacts overall. Like, you know, does a producer have to have 10 weights to meet a standard in every state? Or is this something that, is there a reason we've decided not to go in the direction some other states have with some of these things?
I think that in places where other states are consistent, Maine is largely consistent with the other states. I think there is more variation in what is happening in the other states than is often discussed when people are talking about this in an undetailed manner.
One particular thing was identified was an evaluation process ahead of the implementation of these rules, and that it was stated that Maine didn't have that process, but other states did have that process in terms of determining sort of how big this elephant is, for lack of a better term, you know, just the identify the bigger.
So the state of Colorado is having a needs assessment. It is being used to look at what the producer is going to be required to do, because their program is very different from ours. It's basically saying, you producers take over the recycling, just take it, do something with it. You're responsible. And so that requires this initial process of them looking around and saying, okay, this is what we propose we're going to do. So that's a very different law. In Oregon, the needs assessment happened, you know, there was a needs assessment done prior to the legislation. There was this large stakeholder process prior to the legislation being adopted. And so that was sort of to define the legislation. I think Maine did have, you know, a study law that is, I think, in a way similar to what Oregon did, although it didn't have a full stakeholder process. We have that stakeholder process, you know, between the legislation and the drafting of the rules. I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly the role of California and Minnesota's processes, but I think they reflect the rules, the individual, the different laws.
So if I go down, well, I'm hoping that's wrong. So I think our law kind of takes into account the system that Maine has currently for recycling and waste, and the needs is, and I think the idea was to provide funding for the recycling system that we already have, and then do a needs assessment to get the money to the municipalities on that, and then do a needs assessment to determine where the money that we will get for investment will then go to improve the system we already have. And I think that's the difference, is that, you know, the other states' laws that direct their programs take into account the systems that those particular states have. So I think in the big picture, our programs are similar. It's in the nuances of how it's actually worked out in the details.
It might be helpful too to acknowledge that in Maine's program, producers are being charged based on the tons of packaging material that's produced at a cost per ton that is reflective of the management cost to municipalities. While the other programs, they're conducting their needs assessment, getting a layout of the of the land for recycling, and then determining program costs based on. But these towns, and they have no control over the packaging waste that's coming in. They really don't know how much everything is going to cost or how the markets are going to react. And they raise property taxes and hope to have enough money to cover.